please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzuji just making a video about N2 incest. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, this morning I got up and I started looking through all the wonderful world of Reddit. Yes, people there sure do love incest, right? Well, who knows, this is a special part in my fucking heart or whatever about incest. Yes, if you didn't know, I'm a webpack and webpacks sure do love incest, right? Oh, shit. Yes, it's a good thing I don't have children because then, you know, I'll probably go to jail again. I'm just kidding, friends. You shouldn't go around molesting people. Yes, friends, because that's bad. And you don't want to fuck your children, or do you? Ooh, that's bad. So you shouldn't be going doing that shit. Well, let's go watch the shit that they do on Reddit. They do some crazy shit, but hey, Reddit is Reddit, right? Well, let's continue. Yes, friends, look at this lovely piece from Reddit. It says, I kissed my sister because of this game. Yes, what the hell are you playing, peekaboo or some bullshit? Yeah, it's time to play some weird fucked up games with my sister. Enjoy. This isn't a fucking joke. Yeah, I guess, you know, making out with your sister is not a fucking game that you play lightly, huh? Whatever. Anywho, my twin sister saw I was playing it on Steam and came into my room to tease me about it. Teasing you from what kind of Steam game were you playing? What the fuck? What kind of weird shit is this? But, I don't know. I guess you're your brother and sister. Well, whatever. I guess you're kissing cousins or some shit. I don't know, whatever, let's continue. I told her to leave, but then I saw her change our nicknames in a Discord server she owns to Ashley and Andrew. I don't get that analogy, but, I don't know, I'm gonna try to look at it right now and see what the fuck this shit's about. Hold on a sec. Yes, there actually is. It's this fucking bullshit. It's called The Coffin of Andy and Lele. Yeah, it's fucking Andy and Ashley. They're fucking brother and sister, and there's cannibalism and incest. Yes, fun times indeed. Well, anyways, let's talk about the other shit. I asked her why did she do that, but she just giggled. Yes, man, she is thinking about fucking you. Yeah, why not? Keep it in the family. Anyways, I asked her if she wasn't planning anything and she just said maybe. So I fucking kissed her on the lips. Oh shit. Yeah man, I was just kidding about keep it in the family, but you actually did it. Well, fuck it, you already did it. Might as well enjoy it, I guess.
Made out for like 5 minutes and then she called me Andy and chased me out of her room.
Oh shit, I guess it's foreplay, huh? You're gonna fornicate with your sister. Fuck yeah. Get some, buddy.
We're both 19 and live together in an apartment in Jersey because rent in the city is insane.
Yes, it's, you know what else is insane? Fucking your sister. But hell, why not, right? You already know each other, you know everybody's likes and dislikes, so why not, right? Might as well share everything, and you can share a sexual moment. Love thy sister, huh? Yes, friends, incest is so fucking fun for the whole family, huh? Enjoy. Yes, friends, incest, you gotta love it. Yes, but what happens when there's love between a father and daughter? Yes, you find out that your daughter is fine as fuck, and then you have a little tingling between your legs. What are you gonna do? What will you do? I don't know. There's another guy that has that same problem, so let's bring that shenanigans up, huh? Enjoy! Alright then, so I'm assuming this is a fucking bitch that's writing this shit, so let's do this in bitch voice, right?
My husband and our daughter!
Dumb bitches. Anyways.
Okay, wow, didn't think so many people would care about my last post!
Well, gee, your husband and your daughter are fucking or something? Gee, I think that's gonna, you know, spark some interest, don't you think? Anywho.
Since folks are asking, I'll try to explain how this all happened.
Please do. Did your husband seduce your daughter, or was it the other way around? Inquiring minds want to know. Anywho.
It's still kind of weird.
No, you think?
To talk about, but here goes.
Well, guess we're gonna find out what the Down syndrome finally is, right? Let's continue.
It's just the three of us. Me, my husband, and our girl.
Uh-oh, the usurper.
We got married stupid young.
How young is young? 14? 12? 10? Who knows? Whatever.
But back where we're from, that's just what people did.
Are you fellow wetbacks, or maybe you're Muslims or some shit? Who knows? It is what it is.
Things started changing when our daughter grew up.
Uh-oh. What, did she have like little itty-bitty titties and now that she has big bazookas? Yes. From a girl to womanhood. Enjoy.
At first, it was little stuff. I'd catch him looking at her too long.
Well, she had big-ass fucking ass and titties. Like, yeah, I'm gonna look too. But, you know, it is what it is.
Or being extra nice to her in ways that felt off.
How off? Did it hurt? Was he like petting her too much or like holding her and like the embrace was a little bit too long? What was it, Gee, maybe he was grabbing her ass. Well, you did make her, so why not, you know, enjoy the goods? Oopsie. Anyways, let's continue.
Yeah, I straight up asked him about it. Super awkward conversation.
Well, yeah, you're fucking invading fucking daddy-daughter time, so what the fuck, bitch? Mind your own business. Anyways, whatever.
He tried to play dumb at first, but finally admitted he had feelings for her.
Well, yeah, you know, you're paying for her and you're doing all this stuff to feed her and clothe her and everything, so yeah, you might as well get a fucking go at her, right? You did make her, so enjoy.
I freaked out, obviously.
Did you? Did you really? You probably were fucking jealous, you dumb cunt.
Spent weeks trying to figure it out. How to fix him. Make it go away.
Maybe it's not him that's broken. Maybe it's you that's broken. Yes, how would you treat him? Do you treat him like he's loved? Does he feel the warmth of you? No, you're probably cold and distant and he's ignoring him. And the only one's actually giving him some time of day as your guys' daughter. So yeah, so I'm guessing this is your fault. Enjoy.
We even saw some therapist who supposedly knows about this kind of thing.
How the fuck is this shit kind of thing? That just shows you how fucked up society is. Yes, why the fuck is this a thing? No, motherfucker. This shouldn't be a thing. This just shows you that fucking people's brains are so fucked up and fucking polluted. Yes, because we have all this sex, violence, and all kinds of shit floating around. And it's polluting people's minds. They don't know what to do. Maybe you need Jesus in your life. You ever thought of that? But no, you'd rather have fucking some stupid Jew tell you what to do. Oh yeah, isn't Jesus a Jew? Yes, a Jew with a Jew. Well, whatever, let's continue.
Turns out this happens more than people talk about.
Yes, this shouldn't be something that's happening, but because everybody has fucking sex in their brains, they want to fuck everything and anything. Yes, this is fucking retarded, but whatever. Let's see what other bullshit happens to this dumb bitch, right?
When we finally worked up the nerve to talk to our daughter.
You really gonna say fucking your daughter that you have the hots for her? Really? Really? You wanna confront you and you want your daughter to know that you wanna fuck her? Really? What the fuck? Okay, I guess you guys might wanna have a threesome. Gee, that's some fucking cool. That'd be pretty fucking cool having your own incest family. And then she's over 18, I'm assuming. Well, yeah. So, yeah. What would that be fucking doing? It won't be fucking like pedophilia shit because she's over 18. So, I guess it's just regular old incest. Fuck it, whatever. It's the Bible times, I'm guessing. Whatever, let's continue.
She felt the same way about him.
Well, they know each other. Yeah, for all throughout their lives, I guess. So, why not, right? You could watch, you could record them fuck. Why not, right? Anyways,
that's when it hit me.
What did hit you? Let's find out.
This wasn't just some creepy crush.
Duh.
They really love each other.
More than father and daughter should? Yeah, I guess it's a love between a man and a woman now, so fuck yeah, let's do this. Anyways,
we got rules now.
Oh, so it's kind of like you have like a safety word and shit like that, like in bondage? I don't know, man. This shit's fucking weird. But whatever. Let's see. So it says,
everyone on the same page. Is it perfect? Almost.
How the fuck is that perfect? Are you letting them fuck or what the fuck, man? This is weird. Yes, would you let your husband, well, I know you're not gay or nothing, but say hypothetically, if you're a chick, would you let your husband do a relationship with your biological daughter, which is also his biological daughter? So yeah, what kind of shit was that? Are you going to let him have like date night? What day will be date night? Are you guys going to have a date night? Yeah, this just raises so much questions. What's going to be fucking family night going to be fucking like? Yeah, are you going to be playing Monopoly? Or are you going to be playing some kind of those sexy adult board games or something? Fuck if I know, man. This is some weird shit. It just raises a lot of questions. But whatever. Incest is fun, isn't it? Isn't it? Well, I guess so. I guess if people are doing this, according to this, it happens more than people talk about. So, yeah. If you don't think we're not going to hell in the handbasket, you got something, another thing coming to you. Well, anyways, whatever. Let's continue.
Some days I still get jealous or weirded out.
I would too if I'd be watching them kiss or fuck or something like that, but you gotta get used to that, lady. Or don't. It's your life, I guess, but whatever.
But we talked through it. And honestly, we're closer now than we ever been.
Well, you kind of have to be fucking close to each other if you're going to be having threesomes and shit. So, yeah, enjoy.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, how the hell do I get a dumb bitch to do this kind of shit? Yeah, my friends, this is for entertainment purposes. And this is my delusionals. And you shouldn't be going around fucking your family members, because then you'd be doing bullshit like this. So, don't do that, friend. Just saying. Anywho,
I'd probably judge too if it wasn't my life.
Yes, I am judging you people and harshly, you fucking freaks, but fuck you, it's your life. You do whatever you want.
But it works for us.
Does it? Does it really work for you, you stupid bitch? That's what you're writing about this crap?
We're happy.
Yes, obviously. Yeah, when you watch your daughter getting her fucking guts rearranged and you're recording it, that's really true fucking love, isn't it, huh?
Nobody's getting hurt, and that's what matters.
Bullshit. You're the one that's fucking hurt. Yes, your feelings are hurt because your husband has the hots for your daughter. Yes. What happens if this shit actually does fucking mature? Yeah, and they actually do have a fucking relationship together. Yes. What do you think? It's going to be a romantic relationship, and then it's going to turn into a physical relationship. Yes. Are you willing to do that shit? Do you want to watch them fuck? Are you going to record them? Are you going to have a threesome with them? Yes. What happens when he gets her pregnant? That's going to fucking cause all kinds of shit. Yes, this is going to make more fucking problems than it's going to fix. Yes, you're going to have a fucking grandchild. Yes, that's going to be your husband's child also. Yes, that's going to be some weird fucking things. Yes, it'll be your child and grandchild all in one. Yes, and your daughter would be your fucking co-wife or whatever the hell that shit's going to be. So yes, friends, that's why fucking incest shouldn't be fucking a thing. But they're making it a thing. And yes, I'm a wetback and an incest is a thing in the fucking Hispanic community. But no, you shouldn't be doing that, because that's gonna fuck up genetic diversity. And unless you wanna have fucking your children with fucking dolphin flippers or whatever, don't fucking do that shit. No, friends. We need to fucking go into space and make ourselves into a galactic empire, not make a society of fucking goblins. This is what this shit is. Goblin bullshit. No, you must become the goblin slayer and destroy these fucking creatures. Yes, we're not in that point yet. Just get stronger, because fucking war is fucking here. Yes, and we're gonna have to fight this bullshit.
Oh yes, once we get destroy all the fucking monsters and minorities and all the fucking goblins that are being imported, we get to clean this shit. Then we take women's rights away, and then we gonna make good fucking families, a good nuclear family. Instead of dropping nukes, let's have nuclear family again. Yes, and then we could go into the stars and populate the universe the way it's supposed to be, right? Well, friends, let's ensure the future, because if not, we're going to have a gay future. So what do you think, friends? An awesome future? A fag future? Well, I'm going for the awesomeness. So let's become gods, friends, and move forward. Something to think about. Well, take care of yourself, and goodbye.
17-year-old lost his life breaking in the houses.
You have to understand, you have to look at it from every child's point of view that was raised in the hood. How he gonna get his money to have clothes to go to school? I don't care if she have her license, her rights, or any of that. That is way beyond the law.
Relatives of 17-year-old Trayvon Johnson are angry. The teenager was shot and last night by a homeowner who police say was protecting her property.
But he was not supposed to die like this. He had a future ahead of him.
I wonder what it would be.
Trayvon had goals. He was a very funny guy. He was very big on education. He loved going to school. He loved learning.
Last night, Miami-Dade police say the D.A. Dorsey Technical College student burglarized a home. Detectives say the 54-year-old homeowner was alerted of the break-in by her security system.
Based.
With officers already on their way, she rushed home to check things out, and police say she was armed.
She observed a subject exiting the home through the rear.
According to detectives, there was a confrontation and one shot was fired. Johnson was pronounced dead at the hospital.
She one-tapped him. Damn.